Well, hello and welcome back. Let's talk about something that might make some of you break into a cold sweat, which is marketing. Yeah, I see you hiding under your desk, clutching your pearls. Don't worry, I get it. Marketing can feel like a giant hairy beast with a million teeth and a social media addiction. Maybe you'd rather clean up your inbox for the 10th time than write another Instagram caption. But guess what? Here's the secret nobody tells you. Marketing doesn't have to be scary or complicated. In fact, it's actually essential for the survival of your amazing service business. So let's talk about it. Hey, I'm Veronica DiPolo, and with more than 15 years being a marketing strategist, are you ready for actionable bite-sized episodes about business advice on marketing, branding, and messaging to take your business to the next level? If you're a service business owner, we'll show you how to attract qualified leads on social media and beyond. We'll reveal the art of showcasing your brand effectively, and will uncover the best strategies to hook your audience so they keep coming for more. Say goodbye to outdated marketing strategies and embrace the power of change. Welcome to the Branding Momentum Podcast. I want you to really think about it for a moment. Let's imagine you walk into the networking event of your industry and you shyly stand in a corner hoping someone magically guesses what you do, right? Of course not. Of course not. I bet you are the type of business owner that you introduce yourself, you explain your services, and you tell people how you can help them. Well, marketing is just an extension of that introduction, but for a wider audience. It's your actual chance to tell the world who you are, what you do, and why someone would choose you over your competition. And here's the best part. You don't need a million followers or perfectly curated Instagram feed with perfect little squares, all perfectly designed. You just need a clear, concise message that actually resonates with your ideal potential clients. Let me give you an example. Let's say you are a realtor who specializes in helping first-time buyers, you know, navigate the crazy world of real estate, because they're going to find their new home. So your messaging wouldn't be about fancy houses that are, you know, they need to be staging the living rooms or the bedrooms. It would be more about the excitement and how overwhelming it is to get them to buy their first home, and actually how you can guide these clients through the process with confidence, right? Here's the kicker. You can actually deliver that message in countless ways beyond social media. I want you to think about those blog posts that you can, maybe you dread, but you can actually create them that are intentional. Your website copy, that first glimpse when someone you know is searching for your business or is searching for you, and they come in there and they can actually try to understand with what you're saying how you can actually solve a problem, right? Even conversations with your friends and your family are also different ways how you can actually use your messaging beyond social media. And the point is to really to tell the story of how you solve the problem that you know your potential clients actually have, and or maybe the limiting beliefs that they have about buying a home. What are the objections about buying a home? And that's something that will actually will make them feel connected, you and your potential ideal clients, on a deeper level, on a human level because you understand where they're coming from. So let me give you a few actionable steps how to craft your service business message, right? Now, this is going to be your homework. Who are you going to try to reach? I want you to describe your ideal potential clients in detail. Now, two, what problem do you solve for them? How do you actually make their lives easier or better? And then number three, what makes you unique? Why should they choose you over your competitors? And when you think about it, think about you and your know-how and your expertise as well, please. Because not just the clients that you have or the money that you've done in the past or none of the, you know, shiny little objects. And once you have a good handle on these questions, you can actually start to craft your messaging. It doesn't have to be a Shakespeare prose, just a clear and honest statement on what you do and who you help. Remember, you don't have to be the marketing guru to be successful. You just have to be clear and authentic and let your passion for your service shine through. And hey, if you find yourself getting a little bit overwhelmed, come back and listen to this episode once again. And maybe I'll give you a little bit pep talk, and maybe it will be the pep talk that you actually need to conquer that marketing beast. Even if social media still makes you, hide under your desk. And so I want to thank you for joining me today. And until next time, and keep serving your clients with passion. And remember, a well-crafted message is your secret weapon for success. People gotta know what you do, so we gotta put it out in the best light ever. See you next time. Bye.